on deck. Get this on deck, I put this on deck. Get this on deck, I put this on deck. Get this on deck, I put this on deck.
On Power FM.
The Kenny T One-on-One Podcast. Your weekly dose of real talk, inspiring stories, and life-changing conversations. Catch new episodes Thursdays on YouTube at 11 a.m. as it sits down with extraordinary guests to explore their journeys, challenges, and triumphs. From success stories to the lessons behind the struggles, this is where authenticity meets inspiration. Don't miss out. Follow the Kenny T One-on-One Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. Make sure you like, subscribe, comment, and hit the bell so you don't miss out on a single episode. The Kenny T One-on-One Podcast. Get inspired.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
The Bank of Zambia, BOZ, dismisses concerns suggesting that the new family of banknotes lacks adequate security features. Opposition ULP disputes government medicine availability claims. In international news, Botswana declares national public health emergency. And in sports, Barbara Banda injury update, Orlando Pride star out for the season.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. In local news, on Monday, the Bank of Zambia, BOZ, dismissed concerns suggesting that the new family of banknotes lacks adequate security features. The central bank emphasized that the redesigned notes are equipped with state-of-the-art security measures in line with global standards to deter counterfeiting and safeguard the integrity of the kwacha. BOZ Assistant Director for Communications, Besnet Mwanza, noted that over the past decade, there has been significant technology advanced in banknote security features, adding that the bank has incorporated these innovations to ensure that the new banknotes remain secure and resistant to counterfeiting. To support public awareness, BOZ launched a mobile application called Zambian Notes, designed to help citizens identify and verify the security features embedded in the notes. The central bank urged members of the public to remain vigilant when handling cash and to ignore misinformation that could undermine trust in the currency. On Tuesday, Opposition United Liberty Party ULP Vice President Chisala Kasakula disputed government's claims that there is between 70 to 80% availability of medicines in health facilities across the country. Mr. Kasakula questioned the criteria being used by government to determine the availability of medicines, noting that patients in Lusaka are still complaining of shortages. He assured Zambians that if voted into power next year, the ULP will ensure that medicine and medical supply chain institutions operate independently without interference or consultation from State House. Meanwhile, Mr. Kasakula acknowledged that while free education is a good initiative, its quality remains poor. He said a ULP government would work to improve the quality of free education by ensuring it is supported with adequate desks, teachers, and better services.
The patients were saying, we don't know what criteria this government is using to reach on 80-70% delivery of medicals in the health post. And that is not true. Because whenever the patients go to the clinics, they just, even Panadol, they prescribe for Panadol. And here is the government is saying they have reached 90%. So what criteria? Because that message, that information is in public domain, that medicine in hospitals, we don't have medicine in hospitals. And when we come into office ourselves, we are going to ensure that these the bodies that look into medicine, they need to operate independently, minus consultation from the State House.
On Wednesday, government investigative wings disclosed that some corruption allegations at the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, could not be substantiated. In a joint statement, the three agencies said investigations cleared Zamza board member Kennedy Saini, who owns Silke Pharmacy, of conflict of interest. They explained that his pharmacy has never supplied drugs to Zamza. On Chisotwa Muyembe, a health officer in Kafue, investigations confirmed he is a shareholder in OMC Pharmacy, but clarified that Ministry of Health guidelines do not bar staff from owning pharmacies provided they do not supply to Zamza. The agencies warned that some of the allegations were based on unverified social media posts and urged whistleblowers to provide accurate information to avoid misleading the public. Meanwhile, DEC has arrested former acting permanent secretary at the Ministry of Health, Dr. Siva Kachimba, together with senior officials from Zamza and two private company directors. DEC Director General Nathan Banda says the arrests are part of the ongoing crackdown in the health sector, bringing the total number of people charged to 10. In a separate case, DEC has also forfeited to the state several pieces of land in Chirundu and Siavonga, believed to be proceeds of crime, covering over 300 hectares. Mr. Banda says the crackdown aims to close investigations and strengthen policy to prevent future abuse in the medical supply chain. On Friday, Green Economy and Environment Minister Michael Mposha raised concerns about the continued misinformation and disinformation around GMO science in the country, stating that the negative narrative on the matter continues to be a problem. Speaking when he closed the 6th African Bioneer Biosciences Communications Symposium, ABBC 2025 in Lusaka yesterday, the minister said misinformation and disinformation around bioscience has seriously undermined the adoption of GMO technology and other related innovations not only in Zambia but Africa as a whole. Mr. Mposha, who was represented by Permanent Secretary Doti Chiramba, underscored the importance of adopting of bioscience and bioextension to achieve one healthy and sustainable food system. Mr. Chiramba warned that unless the African countries conquer disinformation and misinformation around GMOs, the continent will always be vulnerable to food insecurity. He therefore appealed to the ABBC to collaborate with the Zambian government, to dismantle the negative narrative on GMOs for the country to be sufficient in food security. Meanwhile, he commended the organizers of the symposium, stating that it's insightful as delegates gave out innovative approaches for harnessing science to address pressing challenges from climate change to food insecurity while countering narratives that erode public trust.
That continues to undermine Africa's adoption of the biosciences and by extension the achievement of one health and sustainable food systems. Again, when we had a briefing there, I did explain to the leaders there that here in Zambia, misinformation and disinformation is a big problem around this topic. And this is where we are appealing to yourselves. How do we get to pracademia so that we begin to dismantle this problem? Remember, this is the elephant in the room that is blocking us to getting to sufficiency in food security. Unless we conquer disinformation and misinformation around this topic, we'll always be vulnerable to food insecurity.
In international news, on Tuesday, Botswana declared a public health emergency as it faces a shortage of essential medicines and medical equipment. President Duma Boko made the announcement in a televised address on Monday, setting out a multi-million dollar plan to rectify the supply chain involving military oversight. Managing the shortages would be highly price sensitive due to the limited coffers, he told the nation. The economy of Botswana, which has a population of 2.5 million, has been hit by a downturn in the international diamond market, as it is one of the world's leading diamond producers. This strain, further fueled by U.S. aid cuts, has seen high levels of unemployment and poverty, according to media reports. Still in international news, on Thursday, South Sudan's President Salva Kiir is facing accusations of nepotism after appointing his daughter to a top government post. Adut Salva Kiir has been named Senior Presidential Envoy for Special Programs, a job formerly occupied by the current Vice President. Analysts say the move is part of Kiir's broader efforts to consolidate power and create a political dynasty. Adut Kiir has never before held a government job, but has been engaged